It sounds beautiful, doesn't it? It is 12 and a half minutes to seven. About time I introduced you to the guitar man himself. His name is Drew Roller, and he is the director of Acoustic Uprising, which is a beautiful movie premiering at the Melbourne Guitar Festival this weekend on the 5th of August. Good morning to you, Drew.
Good morning, Libby. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. And you've made your way in on this chilly, chilly morning. And show me your fingers.
Yep, they're still there.
They're still there.
No frostbite just yet.
You don't feel like you have to take particular care with your fingers, given that your work is all about the fingerstyle guitar.
You do need to take some care with your fingers, being a guitarist, but they're fine. They're all good.
Tell me, why have you decided to make a movie celebrating some of the great, is the word, fingerists?
Yeah, finger stylists.
Oh, finger stylists.
Finger stylists, yes. No, the reason why I decided to make this movie was I was inspired by a video that I'd seen on YouTube. And this is a big part of the story, is that the acoustic guitar is having a bit of a renaissance thanks to modern technology.
Mm.
So I saw a performance on YouTube by a guitarist named John Gomm, who played a song called Passion Flower. And this song, he uses every element of the acoustic guitar.
Of the instrument, even the wood.
Even the wood. He's made the texture of the guitar. He's ripped it up and he makes scratching sounds, and he pats it and taps it and scrapes it and tunes it. And then he puts it all together into this amazing composition and sings over the top of it. It's an incredible feat of virtuosity that inspired me to go down this journey and to end up changing as a guitarist, but also making this film.
And the other thing, I guess, that would inspire you is the fact that Australia's got some amazing fingerstyle guitarists, whether it be Tommy Emmanuel or the Gregorian brothers. And there was that young kid too, who's probably a teenager or at least a young adult by now.
I'm not sure who you're referring to.
Someone will send me a text message. He was only young and he played with Tommy.
It could be. I'm thinking, hey, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Tommy Emmanuel,
that's
young
it.
Boy.
Yeah.
I think it might be.
Is he a grandfather by now?
He probably is.
Nathan.
That's the one. We've got some amazing Australian talent playing in this style. Tommy Emmanuel is, of course, the biggest, and he is one of the world's most famous fingerstyle guitarists. We've also got young Daniel Champagne, who's killing it.
Daniel
overseas.
Champagne.
Is that his real name? That's his real name. And he's a
like
great
Doug
vintage.
Bollinger. Sorry to interrupt.
No, anyway. He's an incredible player. We've got Mark Fisher, who's in a great Melbourne-based talent. He goes by the pseudonym P-H-I-S-H-A Fisher. And then there's Van Larkins in Brisbane, who plays in this style as well and is well-known around the world. And these guys are killing it on YouTube. And the idea is that they're getting fans all over the world, you know, in Asia and all parts of the world through the modern technology.
That's what's so amazing, isn't it? That you could be a complete guitar nut and, in fact, an introvert sitting at home trying to get the style right, doing this whole fingerstyle thing, and get yourself a global audience just through the bloody internet. It takes you everywhere.
Yeah. And this style too is quite an encapsulation of that idea of a guitarist's journey being really solo and isolated in a bedroom. A lot of practice to become this proficient at the instrument. And then in the film, these guitarists come together. They go on a pilgrimage and meet in the mountains of Austria to meet with their the top elite trainers of this style. And it's a very picturesque setting for this sort of pilgrimage and almost Buddhist monk setting for guitar obsessives.
A therapy group for fingerstyle guitarists.
I think there's an element of that. There's a lot of beer
and
there's a lot of guitar.
All right. So do they talk or do they let their fingers do the talking?
They're very good at talking with their instruments. And some of them, not so great socially, but they communicate through music incredibly well.
So in terms of the narrative, in terms of it being like a movie, beginning, first act, turning point, da-da-da-da-da, how does the story unfold? Like, where's the drama element in it, or is it just the amazement at the skill of these people? And is it mostly blokes? There you go. That's three questions in one.
A big part of my goal was to bring to the screen just some of the essence of this performance that I had initially been inspired by. All I wanted to do was share that inspiration that I found as a guitarist. So when I started the journey, I just wanted to share those performances, but I ended up delving into the history and looking at who are the pioneers, people like Michael Hedges, who really in the 80s, 20, 30 years ago, took the acoustic guitar and transformed it into something that we normally think of the acoustic guitar as a campfire, strummy instrument.
Mm.
These guys have taken...
Or a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so these guys have taken it way beyond that. And it's thanks to people like Michael Hedges and even going as far back as Robert Johnson in the sort of the Delta Blues era, where they really took this guitar, this versatile instrument, the acoustic guitar, is kind of the big story here. It's really capable of much more than we give it credit for.
Right. So did it make you want to give it up, given how good these other guys were? Did you just think, I'm never going to get there?
It totally did. No, it totally did.
How did I
when
pick
I,
it?
I saw this video. I remember the day. I saw this performance and I wanted to throw my guitar in the bin and then decided to pick it up and play it harder and practice harder than ever before.
So, are you good now?
I'm better.
You're better.
I'm better, Libby.
And how do you recycle things on the guitar? How do you save money when you've got a passion and an obsession? Are there frugal ways of making...
Recycling? Are we a recycling theme day?
No, it's sort of like saving money on things, because everybody's saying with this Hilda report you can't save money, but people are showing me that you can. So some people reuse their Glad Wrap.
Yeah, sure. Well, I know that John Gomm's guitar, for instance, the guy who sung this song that I was inspired by, his instrument is completely trashed. It's broken up, holes, scrapes, you know. So he's not replacing it, you know. He's maintaining it. He's sort of patching it up and filling the holes.
Darning it.
Yeah. It has a character, right? And the music comes through that character in a sense.
Oh, that's even deeper and more profound than just, you know, economical. That's like... keeping your friend alive. That's transplants.
Well, he calls it Wilma, so it's even got a name.
Excellent. I think this sounds like a great movie. Even if you're not a guitar nut, it just sounds like it's one of those wonderful insights into a new world.
I think it speaks to the universal theme of passion and endeavour and inspiration.
Drew Roller is your guest. He is the director of Acoustic Uprighting, which is the world's first fingerstyle guitar movie, and it is premiering at the Melbourne Guitar Festival that I think is at Caulfield Racecourse.
That's right. Yep. That's right. This Sunday.
What time?
10:30 a.m, the prime time slot.
Excellent. Excellent. It'll be like Cannes.
Yes,
Caulfield, Cannes. Right. What's the difference? Drew, thank you for making your way in.
Thanks for having me.
Very good to have your company.